You are listening to CFRC.
You're listening to CFRC 101.9 FM, CFRC broadcast from Anishinaabe and Haudenosaunee territory. It is 6 p.m. on Wednesday, October 1st. Hi, I'm Skylar James. And we can't hear Abby Boatwright for some weird, strange reason that I'm going to troubleshoot. But welcome to Sky's the Limit, the weekly radio show where every week we change genre, we change theme, depending on the time of year and the weather. And this week, I'll speak for Abby because we still don't have an Abby unless we want to test an Abby.
We can.
Oh, there we go. We've got you
hear me
now. Yeah.
Okay. I don't know what happened. Nothing changed on my end, but that's okay. They
Nothing
just said
changed
you can't introduce yourself.
Yeah.
All right. It was just catching itself up, I guess.
Yeah. Anyways, Abby, my long distance co-host, has produced our playlist for today. What are we rocking with?
All right. We're getting a bit niche, a bit nostalgic.
Oh, we're getting into it.
So Skylar last week also did 2000s, but I had this playlist sort of in mind for this time of year, which I think the weather, at least for me, was perfect. It's not too cold yet, but you've got that cool air, but it's still hot when the sun comes out. So to me, that's how like early fall exists in my head.
Yeah.
And when I think about early fall, I always think about, you know, fully in the back to school, lots of music listening on the radio, whether you're running errands, you're back to school, what have you. And so I had the idea to do a early 2000s, like nostalgic, very Canadian radio hits early fall playlist, because that's where this music exists in my head. So I was making the playlist and it ended up being all female. I'm just looking at it now. It's
Let's
all female.
Go!
And very Canadian. So I think I wrote in the Instagram caption, to me, these songs are, you'd hear them in the radio, going to school or, you know, at the grocery store or whatever, or you might still have some of these CDs in your garage. We're talking around the like 2000 to 2004 era.
I lulled at the CDs in the garage when I saw it this morning.
To me, like if you live in Ontario, you probably have an Alanis CD in your garage somewhere. You probably have a Nelly Furtado CD in your garage somewhere. So yeah,
I was listening to the playlist on my way to campus this morning, windows down in my car, a nice cool breeze coming in, and lots of the leaves are finally starting to change in Kingston, and I was like, yeah, Abby did a good job with this playlist. We're gonna start off here with some KT Tunstall. Is that how you pronounce the last name?
Yeah. KT Tunstall.
Tunstall. Yeah. Is KT Canadian?
KT is Scottish, I believe.
Scottish.
I will double check when we come back, but I'm pretty sure she's from Scotland. Yeah.
Fascinating. Okay. I mean, it's a banger. Everyone knows it. KT Tunstall here. Suddenly, I see.
Kept evading in a pound. Suddenly magazines. She makes me feel like I could be a tower, big song tower, yeah. The power to be, the power to give, the power to see, yeah, yeah.
Suddenly I see.
She got the power to be, the power to give, the power to see, yeah, yeah.
Levine there with Breakaway, and you're listening to Sky's the Limit on CFRC 101.9 FM. Avril Lavigne? Literally can't hear you again. What is wrong with us today?
How about now?
Yeah, now I can hear
okay,
you.
Okay, great. All right. It's okay. Minor things. All I said back anyway was Avril Lavigne. Avril Lavigne's Canadian. Did you know that, Skylar?
Oh, my God. No, I didn't. Wait, let me guess where she's from. Out of all the Canadian cities, I'm going to guess. I'm feeling a strong connection to Napanee.
Calgary, actually.
Oh, shit.
I'm just kidding. She's not from Calgary. Yeah, that's Avril Lavigne's song, actually. You probably know that song. It's also in Princess Diaries, which is where I remember that from. But it's the Kelly Clarkson version from the Breakaway album. But it's actually Avril Lavigne's song. So she released her 20th anniversary of Let Go in 2022. And she included this song on it as like a bonus track of her version of the song.
Do you know if she did she write it for Kelly Clarkson, or was it just like a song that she wrote and Kelly scooped it up?
I think it was that sort of thing. I think this version was a demo and she didn't feel that it fit on her album. Mm-hmm. So they put it onto, like, they being, you know, the music industry, put it onto Kelly's album. So I don't think it was like a take-in or anything like that. It was just, it didn't fit on Avril's record and it fit on hers. So it ended up being Kelly's, but Avril had a version of it saved. So
my personal opinion, I think it would have fit very well on Let Go. I like the Kelly Clarkson version, but I like the Avril version better.
Mm-hmm. It has that Avril alternative to it.
Yeah.
Where then Kelly's is a little bit more vocal soft pop. So
yeah.
But a very early 2000s song to me. Wow. And
oh,
it's so a, like, September, October on the radio song to me.
Yeah, you hit the mark with literally every single one of these songs. I don't know. I felt like I was in my, growing up, my mom, shout out Michelle, had an old, like, not old, but like a red, not sports car, but very similar vibe to a sports car, in that it didn't have, like, it was a two-door, so we had to, like, crawl through the front seats to get to the back. And she had, like, a five-disc CD changer in the back, so we'd listen to, like, this type of music on CDs. Very much giving me and my family listening, we'll get this, red car vibes.
There you go.
Playlist.
It's the nostalgia, I said. Yeah. I called it early 2000s nostalgia, or 2000s pop nostalgia is what I called it. But yeah, early 2000s.
Do you remember when in Happy Meals you used to get CDs?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, we had one from, we probably still have it somewhere, from Wendy's, I think. And it's a CD, and it had, I think one of them had Achy Breaky Heart on it, and I remember my mom never wanted us to play that one. But we have had one that had ABC by the Jackson 5, and my mom would play that all the time on the radio. We had a white radio above the microwave, and it had a CD player in it. So it was either the radio station, or on the weekend she would put in this CD from a kid's meal that had ABC on it.
Anyways, this playlist gives very much Happy Meal CD vibes to me. Do you have anything to say about the next song, or should I just
I was just going to say, now that we've said that, this is actually a new song, and this is part of why I started thinking about this playlist as well, is there are a lot of newer pop songs coming out that I think sound like this era of pop.
Recession.
So this is another Canadian artist, and this is a brand new song that just came out at the end of September.
All right. Perfect. So by Vibby here, this is Nobody's Watching.
Not much but a drop in the ocean, silent like a tree in the forest. Sometimes you feel a little small. You hide like you want them to notice. Bitter under your sugar coating. Good fight, but you can't win them all. And it's bubbling up, spilling out of your mind. Nobody cares, they're all preoccupied with themselves to think about you at all. If nobody's watching, and we're on our own, let's dance on the table and cry on the floor. If nobody's watching, who cares what people say?
feel it all.
With I Feel It All, and you're listening to Sky's the Limit on CFRC 101.9 FM. I just told Abby I'm very surprised that, not very surprised, but, you know, you expect a Feist song when you're talking about this era, and I was surprised I didn't all of a sudden hear, 1, 2, 3, 4, tell me Angela. Why
and I this replied- one? I replied with, that's a great consideration, but some of the songs on here, I did try to keep in this niche. Can you tell I thought about this playlist a little bit?
Yeah, I can.
I tried to keep in this niche era because they're still relevant and potentially popular, but they're not played on the radio as much as other songs.
Yeah.
So something like Complicated from Avril Lavigne, right?
Yeah.
You hear that one still all the time, but
yeah,
you wouldn't have heard Breakaway because I just talked about how that was actually,
mm-hmm,
and that kind of goes against my whole thing. That was a bad example because that actually is just a new version. But anyway, even the Kelly Clarkson version, you might not hear as much anymore. And so I had mentioned Alanis, who's also on here, and same thing. I tried to pick a little bit of a more niche to that time. Same thing with Nelly, a bit more niche to that time.
Yeah.
So, but yes, that's very true. It's in the era for sure.
Yeah. To clarify, because for some reason my brain was like, what? You mean Nelly Furtado, not Nelly. Yeah.
No, Nelly Furtado.
Because that would be going... a different Y2K yeah. direction.
Sorry, yeah. Nelly Furtado, who I mentioned earlier, yes. I decided to first name Nelly and Alanis instead of saying their last names, which I guess make them iconic when you say both of them.
Alanis is fine because there's no other singer named Alanis, but there is, in fact, a musical artist named just Nelly, and I don't think that that is the vibe that we're trying to curate today.
It's interesting, though, because I think a lot of these, like we were talking about these indie Canadian pop singers of this era, and they all do the like double name thing, like how we refer to them, though. We have Sarah Harmer, Celine Dion, Sarah McLachlan, Alanis Morissette, like Nelly Furtado, we double name all of them.
Actually, Feist. What's Feist's legal last name?
I don't know. Ask Adele and Zendaya.
Oh my God. What's Zendaya up to? She engaged? I think she's engaged.
I don't know.
To Tom Holland.
That doesn't fit in my era. I don't know.
Sorry. We gotta keep us in our era and keep in going with our Canadian girlies here. A song that I wanted to play over the summer, but I just never found a spot for. Sarah Harmer here, Basement Apartment.
All night, water torture in the sink. The furnace is burning, but it's still cold, I think. And I can smell the bleach that they use in the hall, but it can't clean the dirt off of me. It's antibiotics. How about stopping eating when I am full of? How about them transparent dangling carrots? How about that ever elusive kudo? Thank you, India. Thank you, Tara. Thank you, Celestial Met. Thank you,
set there with Thank You. And you're listening to Sky's the Limit on CFRC 101.9 FM. Getting some Alanis in there, are you, Abby?
I feel like that one doesn't get played as much anymore, but I love that. I love that song. I like the way she sings Disillusionment. But like each syllable, it scratches my brain.
Yeah, Alanis is a very scratching my brain artist.
And I know she's a very like love hate artist. Like some people love her and some people couldn't stand her, but but I like her. So,
well, she's in the same group as like Halsey in my mind, where it's the specific type of singing, and you could say that maybe Alanis invented singing in cursive. But it's the very specific type of singing that either like you love it and it scratches your brain, or you don't. You just don't like it. So
I agree with that. And it's the like the shouting and the like the specific vocal style yeah. that people can get annoyed with, but some people like it, so.
Wow, wow.
Well, yeah, in the gotta have a big ending at the end, yeah. so.
Exactly. Yep. Is this next song new?
Let me get my playlist up.
I've never heard of this person before.
Wait, let me go. Hold on. I moved away for one second because I was looking at Alanis Morissette.
Not
here we go.
Allowed.
You've never heard of the next person?
No.
Are you joking around with me?
Okay, maybe I've heard the song, but I've never heard of this person.
Okay, guys, I'm not making fun of Skylar right now, but for the people who know, Skylar just asked if Chantal Kreviatsik is, yeah. So Chantal Kreviatsik, I'm trying to think, yeah, because Skylar, you wouldn't know. I was going to say a lot of people know who don't know her music know she sang Leaving on a Jet Plane for Armageddon. She was on the soundtrack for that movie, which you probably haven't seen the movie because Skylar just
watched. No.
Chantal Kreviatsik.
Leaving on a, what is that title? Okay. Keep
it's
going.
Well, it's a Peter, Paul, and Mary song, and she covered it for Universal for the movie.
Yes, I know what all of those things are.
So Chantal is very big in this era, Skylar, but Canadian, so it's the CanCon thing, though, if mm-hmm. you would have heard her songs. And then she's married to Rain Maeda from Our Lady Peace.
yep.
So Chantal and Rain, but two big Our Lady Peace, right?
Yeah.
So big other big Canadian band. And she's been they've been touring recently, like in the last couple of years. But this album was pretty big in the early 2000s, and then she has Feels Like Home, which is her other kind of big song that got a lot of radio play. But anyway, I'm absolutely not making fun of you because I understand that you might not have listened to her a lot, but she was big in the like CanCon, like Sarah Harmer, like Spice, like in the early 2000s, late 90s. 2010s like era, so
well,
early
2010s. I might know the song, but the name isn't ringing a bell.
Yeah.
So
you probably did you hear like did you listen to this song today? Like
I listened to
I think
playlist
you would know this song.
And I knew all the songs. So
okay.
We'll see if I know the
yeah.
song. I'll let you guys know after Chantal Kreviatsik here. Wonderful.
Why am I hiding? Is it too late to call you just yesterday, you were a part of me. I used to stand so tall, I used to be so strong. Your arms around me tight, everything it felt so right. Unbreakable, like nothing could go wrong. Now I can't breathe, no I can't sleep. I'm barely hanging on. Here I am, once again. I'm torn into pieces. Can't deny it, can't pretend. Just thought you were the one. Broken up, deep inside. But you won't get to see the tears I cry. Had these hazel eyes. I told you everything. Opened up and let you in. You made me feel alright for once in my life. Now all that's left of me is what I pretend to be. So together but so broken up inside. Cause I can't breathe, no I can't sleep.
Clark's in there behind these hazel eyes, and you're listening to Sky's the Limit on CFRC 101.9 FM. I keep seeing these people online being like, I can't believe we found the best American Idol first.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
I still believe it. Her voice is just so good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, and of course we had to put Kelly Clarkson on this.
You have to.
Playlist. Yeah. It, to me, this, like, that whole Breakaway album, this has Since You've Been Gone and Breakaway as well,
yeah,
is so this era.
Yeah. For the listeners out there, yes, I did know the chorus of Wonderful by Chantal Kreviatsuk.
Kreviatsuk.
Still.
I was explaining to Skylar how... Feels Like Home was in Dawson's Creek, which was a big deal.
Yeah.
And then on Ghost Stories, All I Can Do is on there. And Skylar would probably also know that one because that was a big radio one. Yeah. So that's your homework, Skylar.
Oh,
you got to go listen to.
Oh, sorry. Didn't realize I had more homework for this radio show. Not like I have enough homework already. Ooh.
Well, why'd you go to school?
Okay. We get into the whole, I did a master's degree, Abby abandoned me thing.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah,
that's pretty much the whole story.
Well, we wouldn't be here if I didn't. So
there we go. So yeah, we're here for the fans.
Oh yeah. We keep having people who are like friends with us or like friends with me and then friends with Abby being like, I'm the biggest Sky's the Limit fan. And then Abby and I will text each other being like, this person thinks they're the biggest Sky's the Limit fan. And then I'll be like, well, this person on my end thinks that they're the biggest Sky's the Limit fan. But you know who is the biggest Sky's the Limit head? Grammy. Abby's grandma.
Grammy is a fan from day one. Grammy is the best.
Specifically,
always
Sky's
gives the best reviews of their shows.
Yeah.
And the songs. Yeah.
Specifically,
always
Sky's
lets
the limit.
Me know
because
when
I don't
she's
want,
tuning in.
I don't want my family to be like, actually, we've been listening a lot longer. You guys can be Trail Mix heads until the day that you die. But Grammy, no. She sat and she's listening, actually, very attentively. We're going to get back into some more Canadian, an absolute classic, and you had to play it on this playlist, and I'm so glad you added this specific song. Miss Nelly Furtado here. All good things come to an end.
Life is daily. We are. toes and a crinkle my nose. Wherever it goes, I always know. You make me smile, please stay for a while now. Just take your time, wherever you go.
The rain is falling on my windowpane, but we are hiding in a safer place. Undercover, staying dry and warm.
Featuring Amos Lee there with Bubbly. And you're listening to Sky's the Limit on CFRC 101.9 FM. That's a new version of Bubbly, yes, by Colby Calais. I really like it.
Yeah, I really like it too. It just came out when I was building the playlist. I actually saw it. I didn't know that Colby Calais was releasing. I'm not entirely sure. I didn't listen to the album, but I'm pretty sure it's a covers slash collab album. It's all for, which I said to Skylar, they knew I was brewing this, because what perfect timing, because that song definitely would have been a contender. And then I saw that and said, there we go.
And so. I never thought of that song as like a fall song, but again, I was driving into campus, and for anyone in Kingston at the moment, there's this tree on Union, just sort of west of campus, that's like bright yellow right now, and the song was playing, and I saw that tree, and I've never felt like more Christian Girl Autumn. Then in that moment, I did the like little like end of the movie, like tuck my hair behind my ears and like stare up into the sunset.
Well, that's what these are too. I've been listening to the playlist like walking around, and to me, it's always like these songs would play when there's some sort of conflict or like driving montage for a character in a 2000s movie. It's like you know you get one of these songs and you see someone like journeying, or there's been a fight and then someone's walking away, and so we even talked about the one being in Princess Diaries, so
that's true. You know that gif of Rachel Berry from Glee, and she's like in the middle of like this like street performance, and she just kind of like holds herself and like looks up in the sky whistling.
Yes.
That's how I felt in that moment with the yellow tree and Bubbly playing. I'd never felt more like white girl fall than right then. It was awesome. It was so so good. It's also like the leaves are finally starting to change in Kingston. Are they finally starting to change in Toronto?
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, because before I've been driving back and forth from Toronto to from Kingston to Toronto, or like Kingston to past Toronto, for the past couple of weeks. And Kingston has been like fully green, except when you get on the 401 in Kingston, it's like, bam, all red and orange. Like, it's insane how instant it is. And then as soon as you get closer to Toronto, that like disappears and it goes fully green again. I don't know. It's always weird to me how like that specific section of the highway.
Mm-hmm.
And so I was just wondering if the leaves were finally changing.
Yeah, they are.
Wow.
But it's still the like the parts that have been in the sun are changing. Yeah. And yeah, so yeah. It's kind of cool.
Fall is finally here because it was not sweltering hot today here either.
Mm-hmm.
We finally get into some fall music. I still got to decide what I'm doing next week.
I was just going to ask what's next week. Yeah.
Hey, you know as good as I know what's next week. We'll figure something out. I want to lean... I've been playing a lot of hard rock on the radio. Not hard rock, but like upbeat rock on the radio.
I've been playing hard rock.
I've been playing a lot of metal.
Where?
No, but I've been playing a lot of upbeat rock.
Yeah.
Not last week, but yeah. You know, the weeks before and in my summer show.
Not last week on the rainy 2050.
Can't even get a word out. So maybe I'll lean more chill. There's a new Doty album out this Friday.
Wow.
There's a Taylor Swift album out this Friday.
That's this Friday?
That's this Friday. The Life of a Showgirl. That's showbiz, baby. So I don't know. Maybe we'll go more chill. Maybe we'll go the Doty direction.
I think you should actually play heavy metal.
Oh, okay, cool. Yeah, I'll do that.
Okay.
We're going to finish off the show here with a new song that you found that kind of inspired.
Yes, exactly. This song inspired the playlist. This is a new album. I really like it. If you haven't listened to it, I recommend listening to it.
Yeah. So by Audrey Hobart here, this is Bowling Alley.
What's worse than when it's all twisted, everything's off. So I hit the joint and now I'm feeling better and I strip down south cause I'm the naked neighbor. It's a choice or am I cursed? It's a toss up. Sometimes I get on my knees, pray to God the birds and the bees. I do it in a crisis, it's a crisis nightly now. And through my nightgown there's a breeze and out the window through the trees. I see it and it's striking, it's a bowling alley party I forgot about. But I got my creams on and my gown on, and I don't think anyone cares if I go or not. So wrong to think everyone loves me, but doesn't need to be around me all the time. But I'll be honest, yeah, the bowling alley kinda sounds nice. And I'm invited, so I'll go there tonight. So I get up fast, I hate to keep them waiting. Party's not fun yet, cause I'm too busy praying God I'm so happy to be right off. So I walk in hard, oh great, nobody noticed till I hit that strike, and everybody noticed me, everybody loves a winner, who's gonna tell them I'm a lucky beginner? Sometimes I get on my knees, pray to God the birds and the bees, I do it in a crisis, it's a crisis nightly now. And from the front door comes a breeze, and out the window through the trees, I see it and it's frightening, it's a candle in my room, forgot to blow it out. Got my jeans on and my crown on, and the whole place totally cares if I go or not. So wrong to think everyone loves me, and they need to be around me all the time. But I'll be honest, yeah, the nightgown kinda sounds nice. I take the trophy and I Irish goodbye. About me all the time.